It is He, Allah, the glorious and the powerful, who sent into this world at different times and places messengers. Peace and blessing be upon them all.
These are the prophets and messengers that Allah Azza wa Jal had chose to be the example for mankind to the Day of Judgment.
And usually when messengers come, they come in times of darkness and ignorance. And it is the job of that prophet to come to the people and take them out of ignorance and bring them to the light of God.
وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. I've sent to every nation a messenger, calling people to worship Allah alone and to avoid the worship of false gods.
The thing that makes these men, those free men, different than the other men is that one important aspect in the prophecy, which is the revelation.
Many miracles come with prophets. This is how Allah gives them the clear identification, so you know you gotta follow them.
Over 124,000 prophets were sent throughout the world.
25 of them have been mentioned specifically in the Quran. 5 of them is mentioned in a very special way. The greatest.
At one moment, there could be tens of prophets. One in the east, one in the west, one in the south, one in the north. And maybe they did not see each other, but Allah sent so many prophets and messengers.
So all those prophets came forward from Almighty God, calling the people towards God, calling the people towards good actions, coming to the people in their time, in their language, ordering the people in the same way. O my people, obey Almighty God and worship only Almighty God and do good actions. That's what Abraham said, that's what Noah said, that's what Moses said, that's what David said, that's what Solomon said, that's what John the Baptist said, that's what Jesus Christ said, that's what Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, said.